Well, first of all, I very much appreciate the opportunity of being here for Artificial Intelligence Days in Health at UVascular. This is a unique opportunity for me, coming from the States, to work with colleagues and understand how you deal with the problems that seem unique to Finland and are certainly very different from the ones that we deal with in the United States. My major area of research has to do with cell biology and molecular biology. And although I don't work specifically in the area of artificial intelligence, much of the work that I do, now I realize after this discussion, can serve as inputs into AI and deep learning type systems. One of the opportunities that arises from working in Finland that's different from that working in the United States is that in Finland there's a relatively homogeneous population, which means that the great heterogeneity of genetics that we see in the States, for example, is much, much more controllable. So when we talk about samples, we talk about sample sizes, it stands to reason that sample sizes can be substantially constricted when working in Finland as opposed to when working in, at least broadly, in the United States. Second thing is that there are populations here that are very different and unlikely to be found in the States. For example, I have a longitudinal study where I'm looking at a group of South Asians, and I'm looking at them specifically for the development of metabolic syndrome. That is a population that is uniquely susceptible to metabolic syndrome, and I'm looking for the metabolomic, proteomic, and genomic features that might give us early warning that these populations are about to develop that illness. There's nothing like a Finnish population in the United States that I can use. For example, were I to be able to capture a similar population and be able to look at it longitudinally and do the comparison, I think that it's highly likely that differences in aspects of, for example, gene expression might drop out and be extremely useful for early detection, early diagnosis in these populations. The second thing which I find to be very attractive and perhaps very useful is being able to look at biological and molecular features of humans as inputs into artificial intelligence and big data systems. So we typically think about observations such as looking at radiographs or looking at histological images as forming the substrate for AI investigations. But really, it's not unreasonable to look at biology and longitudinal biology over time as inputs as well. In our laboratories, we've been looking specifically at gene products, at RNA and pre-RNA transcription products in cells. And the unique observation that we were able to make was that these transcription products, both in terms of RNA and nascent RNA, and even in metabolic products and physiologic findings like respiratory exchange ratios, have periodicity, and they go longitudinally. And when that happens, you have the interesting interactions of wave structures. And when that occurs, when wave structures occur, you have points where there are maxima and minima of energy, which very easily, I could imagine, could serve as inputs into both cyber-physical systems as well as artificial intelligence systems. So I think that particularly these AI health days, now the one that we just completed and also the ones coming up, are very likely to result in new observations and new strategies for using AI and big data in health.